On April 23rd, 74 disability rights activists were arrested in the Cannon House office building in Washington, D.C., there to protest the Republican-led House of Representatives' proposed plan to cut $800 billion from the federal Medicaid budget. The protest was part of the disability rights group ADAPT's My Medicaid Matters campaign. The acronym ADAPT used to stand for American Disabled for Accessible Public Transportation. But with the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act in the early 1990s, that battle was largely won. ADAPT now stands for American Disabled for Attendant Programs Today, emphasizing the need for personal care assistance to help disabled citizens to remain in their homes and not be institutionalized. Actor Noah Weil, a star of the Falling Skies TV program, was among the ADAPT activists to be arrested at the April protest. ADAPT says that, like Americans of the past, disability activists are practicing nonviolent civil disobedience to prevent the nation from stepping backward toward oppression and segregation. Elaine Kolb was one of those arrested in the April protest. She uses a wheelchair as a result of a stabbing injury many years ago. This was her 19th arrest since joining ADAPT in 1987. She is also a singer-songwriter whose work focuses on disability rights issues. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhu spoke with Kolb, who explains why she participated in this latest protest as she considers what the future may hold for Americans with disabilities.
The real focus was on the fact that the Republican budget that they've come up with would absolutely destroy Medicaid, Medicare, and a lot of the services that people, all different kinds of people, but especially people with disabilities, require. This is a pretty big deal, because without Medicaid, most people with disabilities, low-income people with disabilities, will not survive. People will die. It's very simple.
The House Republicans are putting forward many bills they know will never make it into law. How much was your demonstration an organizing tactic, and how much do you really fear you'll lose these services?
It's already happening. You see, what most people don't understand is that Medicaid is a buy-in system. There's 50 different Medicaids in this country, because each state gets to decide how much of the federal program they will buy into. It's matching fund. So everybody has a different formula. Some states are, you know, a whole lot better than other states. So like some states provide dental care, some states don't provide any dental care. Now theoretically, Medicaid provides dental care in this state, but it's almost impossible to find a dentist who will take it. So even if you qualify, which is not so easy to do, by the way, then it doesn't mean you're going to get good care. So people are barely surviving, and all of the cutbacks haven't even gone into effect, the ones that have already been set up in all the different states around the country. So in some areas, for example, whole clinics have been closed. Rehabilitation clinics are for people with disabilities. But think of the safety net, okay? And what's happening all over the country is that they're cutting strands of the safety net. And the people that will fall through first, that are already falling through one by one, but it's by the hundreds and the thousands. And if the Republican budget goes through, it will be the millions.
Elaine Kolb, that raises a question. How many people with disabilities are there in the U.S.?
Well, it depends on who cuts the cards, but they say something around 58 million people. And it's a growing percentage. So this is where it gets really, really terrifying.
Why is it terrifying?
Nursing home care is mandatory. States have to provide nursing home care. Services in the community, home care, personal assistance services, the stuff that we're promoting, that's optional. And so when the states are trying to balance their budgets, where do you think they make the cuts? Well, yes, they limit or cut back on home care services or respite care.
I imagine over the past 10 years, a much greater proportion of people with disabilities in this country are veterans.
Absolutely. But once again, it's the whole system is so disjointed, and a lot of disabled veterans end up spending years trying to get services because they haven't been officially designated as having a disability. You know, there are still people that are dealing with Agent Orange, for example, from the Vietnam War that were never officially considered to be disabled, so they didn't qualify for services. And of course, now what's happening is the very high percentage of soldiers who are coming back that have very severe post-traumatic stress syndrome and chronic head injuries. And, well, it's the same thing here in this country, but a lot of the people that have those similar sorts of injuries or disabilities are because of the horrible crime and violence in this country, in our homes and on the street.
Does the disability rights movement make common cause with other groups, especially other groups promoting health-related reforms?
Yes, we try to build coalitions, but unfortunately, it seems most organizations, even if they're considered progressive organizations, are still themselves caught in the old charity approach to disability and really have not recognized that this is a civil rights issue.
That was Elaine Kolb with the disability rights group ADAPT. Find more information on the disability rights movement by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.